workshop that you're going to be presenting at the end of this coming week. That's going to be at the Franciscan Spirituality Center. Silence is so present throughout so much of the world's religions and spiritual practices, and yet somehow the spirituality of it didn't hit you till many years into it. It amazed me.
Well, as I wrote in the book, I guess I'm always the last to know, because people would ask me, do you do this? Is it a spiritual practice? And I had, in my mind, thought that meant that I belonged to maybe a specific group or tradition, and out of that group or tradition, this had come. And so, first of all, that's the first reason I said no, because it had just come out of that moment on the beach where I was led to it. So I assume when someone said it, do you do this for a religious or spiritual reason, they meant, are you a Buddhist, or do you belong to a certain group that you practice this? And so I was saying no for that reason. But also, I was resistant to label it that because religion has been so misused, I was resistant to tie it to that. And I was just kind of on a lark exploring silence and finding that it benefited me. It benefited my relationships with other people. It benefited my creativity. It benefited my body in the terms of the restorativeness of those days. But as the years went on, and as the silence went deeper, and as I went deeper, and as the whatever we want to call the voices that we hear within, the voice of wisdom, the inner voice, the inner God, I gave space for that to whisper to me, to talk to me, I realized it's no mistake that every religious and spiritual tradition has time set aside for silence. It's the essence of, it's where, you know, the great theologians and philosophers and religious leaders found both the strength and the wisdom to go on. And I began to realize it was an intensely spiritual practice in the purest sense of spirit. But as always, I seem to be the last to know the lessons of my life. Everyone knows before me.
Well, one of the lessons of